Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. With all the focus out there on children and the dangers of the internet, with shows like Dateline's To Catch a Predator, with the agreement that the unregulated wilderness of cyberspace might be a good thing for free speech but a bad thing for children, with all that, you'd think there would be some kind of state law protecting children from offensive material online. Well, actually, there's not. Well, not until Monday, at least, of this week, when Governor Deval Patrick signed into law an expansion of a decades-old child protection statute. But just yesterday, the ACLU of Massachusetts filed a lawsuit that seeks to strike down that law, saying it's impossible to enforce. We'll take a look at that in just a moment. But first today, Christian Science Plaza in Back Bay is widely acknowledged as a triumph of modernist architecture. Preservationists wanted it designated as an official Boston landmark to protect it from change, as we reported just a few weeks ago. But at a meeting of the Boston Landmark Commission last night, church officials warned against, quote, preserving it in amber. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa is here with more. Hi there, Adam.
Hi, Meghna.
So remind us exactly what is going on here.
Well, you got to remember that the background narrative to all of this is that Christian Science is contracting. Maybe half as many church employees work at the plaza now as did a couple of decades ago, and they've gotten in the business of leasing out their excess facilities. Now, a couple of years ago, the church started the planning process on some new development for the plaza, a couple of mixed-use office retail-type towers at the northeast corner near the Prudential Center, and then a residential building along Huntington Avenue. And this would all be in part to finance upkeep of the plaza and to put in some upgrades, most notably to rebuild the reflecting pool, which has a leak problem. And when the ball started rolling on this, some preservationist types asked the Boston Landmarks Commission to consider landmark status for the plaza. And rightly or wrongly, the debate over whether to do that has really become a proxy for the debate over the redevelopment plan itself. So the Landmark Commission released a staff report last month that recommends landmark status for the whole plaza, with the exception of those parcels to the north where they want to build those two mixed-use buildings. And last night was the only scheduled opportunity for the public to comment on that report in person before the commission votes.
Okay, so what exactly did people say?
It was a bit of a love fest, I have to say. Like, everybody who got up to talk had to take at least a minute to talk about how wonderful the plaza is and what a great steward of it the church has been, and how thorough and thoughtful this report is. But when you got down to brass tacks, there are some pretty fundamental disagreements. So Barbara Burley, who is the church's point person on this, read a statement in which she expressed concern that the very detailed preservation requirements proposed in this report would really be burdensome.
The church and commission share common ground in wanting to preserve key aspects of the plaza. We aren't demolishing buildings and we're preserving open space. We would like to explore less restrictive approaches to landmark designation that provide historic recognition and protection while allowing the continuing evolution of the plaza in beneficial ways for the church, the neighborhood, and the city.
Adam, did she suggest any kind of alternative to what the report is calling for?
Oh, sure. She threw out ideas like a National Historic Registry listing or a preservation plan, both of which would probably be weaker. And she mentioned this federal law called the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. You know it. You love it as RLUIPA, which basically says that land use regulation of a church has to be the weakest possible. It has to take the lightest touch. So if there is a legal battle to come, I think that was our preview of it.
Okay, well then, did they have any other objections?
They came right out and said that they want the Landmark Commission's report to be amended to explicitly allow for every component of their redesign plan. And to an extent, it already does that by excluding those two parcels to the north from the protected boundaries. But the church wants them to go even further and specifically allow for all of their other plans, including this at-grade pedestrian crossing over the reflecting pool, which is intended to drive foot traffic to the original Mother Church, which is this modest little stone building that's currently tucked between the reflecting pool and the church extension, which is the much bigger edifice you see from Mass Ave. Now, the fact that the commission is even considering those ideas did not go over well with at least one gentleman who came to offer public comment. His name is Frederick Stahl, Tad Stahl. He's a very well-known architect in the city.
I believe the purpose of this hearing is to determine whether to designate this complex a landmark or not. I didn't believe that we were participating in a design alternative speculation as to how to alter what should be based solely on the attributes of the work itself.
So, Adam, it sounds like if there's agreement on anything, it's not necessarily the landmark designation, but the merit of the work itself.
Oh, sure. A bunch of very well-known architecture types from Boston turned out to impress upon the commission the architectural significance of the plaza, especially the modernist components that were added in the 70s, like the reflecting pool. And I think that it's becoming clear that one of, if not the biggest sticking points we can expect in this whole debate moving forward, is one of the smallest components of the redevelopment plan. It's that bridge that the church wants to build over the pool. So here's Keith Morgan. He's a professor of architectural history at BU.
I encourage the commission to ensure in the process of accepting this new landmark that the water mirror is not allowed to crack or be clouded by inappropriate changes. Cutting a path through or diagonally across the reflecting pool would, in my opinion, crack the water mirror.
So can we expect the church to really go to the mat for just such a small part of their overall plan?
Well, it's not small to them. They want to reassert the original church as the epicenter of their faith. And I think this may be a case in which the needs of the sacred space might not be fully aligned with the needs of the civic space. And that's an idea that we're going to explore more as we move ahead.
Okay. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, thanks so much.
You're welcome.